Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jessica.
June, I'm here. I'm going to carry us.
Finally, we can start this podcast with someone saying, you know what it is?
Macarius.
It's like when I actually had to go over CPR, my CPR certification. Mm-hmm. And one of the interesting things they say when you're learning how to do CPR is, let's say you're in a coffee shop and someone goes down, right?
Yeah.
And you yell out, like, I'm going to... You yell to someone else immediately, call 911. And then scream out, I'm going to start administering CPR. And let's say another person comes in with more confidence than you.
You give over.
You let that person do it.
It's like that.
Whoever in that situation is feeling like they can save the day.
Yes, let them
You
save
don't
it.
Get into credentials.
No.
You defer time.
Energy.
You don't have time. So I appreciate that, Jessica.
I'm here and I'm ready to rock it. I'm ready
wow,
to carry you.
God
There's
bless
one
you.
Set of one set of footsteps and they will be mine. Speaking of footsteps, we are going to have a very special guest today, which is Abby Arad, our stylist. But one of the reasons why I feel like I can carry us is you and I turned it up and out this week.
We did.
In person, okay? And I'm still coasting. Listen, it doesn't mean I'm not, you know, gutted from the inside with exhaustion, but I really feel like we came together. We were wearing some of the brightest outfits. Mm.
And I want to talk to Abby about that when she comes on.
This is a recap podcast,
and now we're recapping our clothes. And I would suggest we spend roughly the entire half an hour just talking to her about those outfits and how they work together. Because that picture that you posted of the two of us, it really did kind of shut down the internet for the day.
Yeah, it did. First of all, we were doing Kelly Clarkson, which
won't come out till like 2023. So don't look for it.
It won't come out till June. So we have that exciting experience. We get to talk in person, which is just so wonderful. And then that night, then I go to pick up BB and I am in and I realize I forgot my flats. Okay. So I was feeling like such a boss bitch in this suit. And then I realize the heels I was wearing were like those just pins. They were like 3.5 inch, just there was no padding. And I haven't worn a heel in almost 2.5 years, truly. And my feet were broken. And I had to walk from the Ralph's parking lot that I illegally park in to BB school. And I couldn't make it.
Oh my God.
And I was hobbling across the street and I saw a Boy Scout thinking to themselves, like, do I need to help this elderly woman and get a badge? Like, I couldn't walk.
God.
And I had to abandon the mission and take off the heels and pick her up barefoot. And I had to roll up the suit from the bottom because God knows I wasn't going to drag that ALC suit on the floor. No, sirree.
Now, were you getting, that's harrowing. And on these streets,
bare feet,
were you getting looks? I mean, how did you?
What's interesting is how often do you look at people's shoes?
Very rarely.
So I was trying to give a lot up top. To distract.
Yeah, look over here. Don't look over there.
Don't look down.
Yeah.
Now, BB is a fashionista. Like, as I've long said, like, she belongs to Casey in an alternate universe. And she came out and she goes, Ama! And then her face fell.
Oh,
she goes, what are you doing? Don't look at me. Walk behind me. Don't even walk on the same street. Cross the street. And I was like, BB, what is the big deal? I'm going to put them on when we go get frozen yogurt. She's like, put them on now. Put them on now. Why? It wasn't funny to her. She was like, what? Now, remember, we talk about these childhood traumas of having the dry run mom and not having the dry run mom. And so she was just, she was enraged. But then that night, and I'm sorry, I'm going to stop talking because I just got to take you through the night because I think it give you energy. It's going to give you energy. That night I had the Minx premiere. So Minx is a show that it premieres tomorrow. And it is a show on HBO Max, and Lennon Parham, our very dear friend and songstress of our theme song, is in it. And anyway, it's basically the story of it. It's set in the 70s, and it's a woman who wants to start a Ms. magazine, like something with like, not even Ms., like it's like feminist, you know, literature and articles. Mm-hmm. And she hooks up, no one will publish it, and she hooks up with a guy who says, hey, what if we put dongs in it? What if we make it like a Playgirl, the first Playgirl, and we bury these articles inside of the magazine so people will read them and it becomes this huge hit? When I tell you that the pilot has no fewer than 23 dongs.
Wow. That is a warning and an invitation.
Swinging. Some of them are twirling. And of all shapes and sizes. Lennon's killing it, okay?
Of course. She's
killing it. And I'm sitting next to her. I'm yelling out at the screen. I mean, I haven't been in public in so long. I'm like, yeah. Like watching your best friend just fucking, like
that's
the Olympics.
Amazing.
Stick the landing. And then unfortunately it gets to the after party and I can't walk.
Fuck.
And listen, Lennon needed to circulate. And I was trying to be there as an added bonus for people, a little bon mot, you know, here or there.
I'm sure. I mean, I know the cast. I'm sure there were other people you could connect to there, Jess.
Well, part of it was I could tell I was dragging her down because I had to keep sitting or leaning against furniture.
Right, like she needed to be
circulating.
Flexible. Yeah,
she needed to be like there were people to me that I could tell she didn't want to necessarily leave me, but she was like, right. Why can't you stand? Like, why can't you stand like a normal person? Oh, God. So I couldn't move much, you know, And that was really tough. It's kind of terrifying, actually, not to be able to walk in the shoes that you've brought for yourself. So,
I will say it has been a long time since you've been in heels. Now, you know, I feel most comfortable in heels. I also think that's because I have a high, I do think my feet do not feel as comfortable in flats as many other, like I know other women feel more comfortable in flats. If I'm wearing flats throughout the day, actually my feet kind of start to hurt.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I could use, listen, finishing school, and I've been watching a lot of The Gilded Age, you know, Christine Baranski, what a masterclass. Finishing school obviously doesn't happen anymore, but it needs to come back for, I don't think I know how to walk in them, quite honestly. Mm. I don't seem comfortable in them. And I could use some lessons.
You know, I'll tell you, RuPaul did an episode of Grace and Frankie, and I talked to him about taking photos and posing. And I was given like kind of a class.
Well, and talk about a lifetime learner series. I mean, if we could have him on.
Oh, God. But he really gave me some tips that I've used. And some of them are just mental phrases. And he might have talked about this on Drag Show before. So, you know, but one of them that really helps is just thinking to yourself as you're walking in heels and as you're in front of the camera, just have a little mantra, which is, I know. I know.
Wow.
Yeah, baby. I know.
Whoa.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Whoa.
Because it's sort of like, I love, I know,
yes.
Because it's like, you're sort of saying like, it's okay. It's, you're all going to be all right. And I know this is a lot.
And it's like, there's no desperateness.
Oh,
there's
no
reaching out for, not how you carry yourself on the red carpet. And I could use.
Oh, I know.
I wish we will have a deep dive finishing school.
Wouldn't that
be great if it was like a week long trip somewhere where you would come and there would be a tablescape class. There would be a makeup class. There would be a class on styling. There would be
taught is to push your ass out further than you're going to be comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To create a line. And then people get really caught up in like, what do I do with my hands? Especially in heels. And I know this is an audio medium, but he talks about threading the needle.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll try to show you. Hold on. Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you.
Okay. Well, I can't do it naturally because I'm not standing up.
Yeah.
But the idea is just like thread the needle. Just like softly thread a needle with your fingers. Well, now the other mantra you can use, which she also taught me, was fuck you.
What?
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and that's just behind the eyes. Ooh. That is just behind the eyes.
Oh God, I'm using this and I'm transforming.
That's what I'm saying. It's a mantra. And I personally like, I know more, but because
that's fuck you is something too.
It is. And if you connected that more, use it, you know, and that will help you walk in heels too. Now, I will tell you some things that I'm working with over here. Obviously, I said in the beginning of the, before we got on, that I had zero energy and I'm definitely in a free fall, but.
Sure. That's okay.
You know, but I have mastered, I don't know if I told the deep, I think I told the deep divers on, when Meatball got home from the hospital, I had to use the feeding tube for the first night and it completely exploded on me. I had to take him back to the hospital. It was like an absolute nightmare.
You did not tell us that. You told me that. Because he was coming home that day. When I heard that it clogged, I was like, I can't even imagine.
When I tell you it clogged, it upon first use, because I had to crush. I came home. I didn't get any demo, really. And I had to cry. I didn't have a pill crusher. It was like almost, it was late. And I was crushing a pill with the back of a spoon. Didn't really know much water to put in the syringe. Trying to like make this solution with all of his meds. Start to administer it. You need to take the clamp off. There's a whole thing. And they told me to watch YouTube videos. I mean, the whole thing was such a fucking disaster. And it spilled everywhere, exploded everywhere. So then I have to go back. He's only been out of the hospital at that point for 5 hours. And when I tell you this dog, when we walked back into the hospital, he realized where he was.
Oh, he didn't want to. Oh.
He turned around and looked at me like.
No, no, no. Not today, Satan.
Bitch.
No. I just got out.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
The look on his face. So long story short, the next morning I'm like, fuck this feeding tube. You are going to be eating and taking your pills orally, which he has been until yesterday morning when he started throwing up.
Because the stomach, I know all about it. The stomach takes a minute to work. And sometimes if it goes too fast, it like closes up on you. I didn't know this about it.
Well, I also like I introduced dry food to him and I don't
know. I always go too fast.
So then last night I tried to give him his meds and he was refusing them. Oh. And I'm like, and he was refusing to eat. And when this dog doesn't eat turkey, it's like something is horribly wrong. And I'm like, fuck, I gotta use it. Now I have been flushing the feeding tube twice a day with water. That's very different from like, you know, when I have to give him food through it, which last night was the first time I tried. That's a half an hour process.
Okay.
That's how slowly you have to push that syringe down. And also, if you're wondering,
did you shove it down his throat?
Has been home from school the last 2 days because he has terrible cold.
Our lives with young children and just in general, if you're us, are already teetering on disaster. And that's so when one thing falls apart, the whole cart goes awry. You know, you're
it's
already
so true.
on a wagon trail, you're already like, you know, you're running low on supplies, and then fucking axle breaks and the coyotes and the wolves start to storm.
Yes. Oh my God, that's so true. So I then last night I was like, and when I tell you on Friday, you know, the first time I tried it when he was home from the hospital, Paul was away.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's by myself.
That either.
Yeah. I was by myself. And I think I had what is as close to a panic attack as because I was like, this dog needs his medicine.
Yeah, yeah. You can't skip it.
I can't skip it. I got to get these fucking drugs in him. And I'm panicking. And I think some went in, but I don't know how much. I was panicking.
Yeah.
So last night when I realized I have to give the drugs through the feeding tube and I have to give him liquid food through the feeding tube, I was like, I start to feel that panic again. And I'm like, I can't fucking do this.
Yeah.
And Paul runs out to get a pill crusher and he's crushing the pills. I'm like, I don't think they're fine enough. Like this dog is on so many meds. We put the pills in and almost immediately it clogs.
Okay.
Almost immediately. And I'm like, what you are told to do if a feeding tube clogs is to try to clear it with Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola? Someone once told me to douche with that if your condom ever breaks. Isn't that insane?
That's misinformation. I'm like, but this is on the sheet from the hospital. This is on like our feeding tube sheet.
Did and you have like, Coke around?
Well, I'm like, we only have Diet Coke, Paul. We only have Diet Coke.
That must be okay.
And I'm like, I don't know if it's okay.
It's made so the now same I'm terrible like, ingredients.
I'm going through YouTube videos trying to figure out like how to use the Coke because the instructions aren't clear.
Coke.
And then I'm like, if we can't clear this, he's got to go back to the hospital tonight.
God.
And, you know, Paul's like, I'm going to go out and get Coke. And I'm like, and then I tried one more time and it worked.
Okay.
So he got his meds and then I took the liquid food and I fed him through the tube.
I'm not, and I'm just it's like when somebody there. Falls and you laugh.
Honestly, it's truly comical.
Yeah, I understand.
This is a lot. This is like
plus COVID again. Anxiety and sadness. Yeah, I'd say that's a lot.
Yeah, and I'm not an RN. I'm not an RN. I don't.
We
know
are
these
the lay
things.
People are being required to do things.
I know.
And turns out we should have all gone to nursing school. Turns out that would have been the best use of our skills.
No, did he throw up this morning again? Yes, he did. But I'm still feeling like he's doing better. It's just like, whoa.
It's going to take some time and then he's going to make a steep recovery. That's what it happens is you're like, okay, this is but then your body goes, okay. He's here to stay. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
He's here to stay. His time on this planet is not done. I feel so strongly about that. I think I am a medium, so
I appreciate that. And when I did walk him yesterday, it was so funny. Like cars pull over to get a like glance, a passing glance at him. Like
these are people like, who really know Sergeant Maple.
So two guys like literally rolled down their windows and was like, the big guy's back up. Now, I've never seen these men before in my life.
Amazing. That's why he's your father. I'm telling you.
And I'm like, yeah, he's doing great. And then they kept on going. So I don't. And then another older man was driving while we were walking across the street. And I was like, I'm so sorry. We're going so slow. He had to stop for us.
And he loved it.
He rolled down his window. He goes, I'll wait. I'll sit here all day long to watch that guy move across the street. I mean, people are obsessed with him. You know, he truly stops traffic.
He's a talisman. You know? He is what we need to get through this last push to the summer. And he's here for all of us. And again, yes, Sergeant Meatball is a comforting presence, but he's here to protect us too. And to watch him, he's like Rocky, you know, in all those later movies, which I never saw. I never even saw the first one, but I think he had to come back. He had to train again.
I think you're right.
No, he was older, but he still had to fight the Russians.
Yes. I'm not sure what your relationship is to naps. Because naps.
Okay. Because here's what's interesting. I've never been a napper.
Well, you know, it's the best thing you could ever do for your life. No one ever lets me nap. I haven't taken a nap in 17 years. But when you can, best thing you could ever do for your body.
Well, I fell asleep yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
I'm so happy. Whenever you tell me you get in bed, I'm like, yeah, except when you're getting those treatments. I really, really, really feel uncomfortable about Bao being there while you're, okay. But yes, the nap, you have to restore deep rest.
It was really interesting. And I genuinely didn't know what, and I felt like, you know, our nanny Juliana arrived with the kids home from school and I was like, God,
I should go see them.
Yes. Ask about their day and this and that.
No.
And I had to go to a, I won't even take you through this, but I'm coaching a soccer team. So I had to go to one of my coach trainings last night. I was like, oh God, I got to get up at like, I got to go to this thing at 6. And how am I going to get the energy? How am I going to get the energy to go? And I just thought, let me, a People magazine arrived with Stanley Tucci on the cover. And as fascinating story about his tongue cancer and all the stuff. But I said, let me just, why can't I sit down and read for a second? Our youngest Sam was on the couch with me and he was doing whatever he was doing, twiddling around. And then I start to feel the long blinks come.
Yeah.
And I could hear Sam running around and I could hear the kids. And I thought, oh, you piece of shit, get up.
No, God, no.
I couldn't. And I just let myself sleep for an hour and a half. It felt great.
It's the best. I remember when I had surgery. And now listen, you're not getting the surgeries but like that's a shaking of the zebra. Like you are also.
I feel like I kind of have.
Yes, you have. Exactly.
I really do.
And I remember Lynn, my meditation teacher, saying to me, after your surgery, I want you just to meditate yourself to sleep as much as you possibly can, because it's trauma. So that's exactly, the more sleep you can get, the better. And this American obsession with never resting when the daylight hours are up is insane.
I know.
I remember going to Arianna Huffington's office during press for BFF, I think it was. And she has nap pods. She has these eggs.
Oh my God.
These nap eggs that you sign up for and you get in. And everybody is supposed to take a nap throughout the day. Because, you know, she read the book, and I highly recommend Thrive. Yeah. Yep. Thrive. I remember it like I remember it so clearly from reading it because it was all about she fell down the stairs. She was so exhausted, she fell down the stairs and smashed her head on a concrete block because she was so tired. And she's like, we have been sold a bill of goods that is just not true. We must give ourselves rest. So whenever I hear that someone's taken a nap, my father used to take a 20-minute nap in his car in the parking garage. My dad used to nap
all the time, yep.
An executive with a mustache used to just say, see you later, and go lay down and take a nap for 20 minutes.
Wow, that's inspiring. Well, one of the reasons why I usually don't nap is I never quite like the way I feel when I wake up. Like, I always feel a little groggy, you know, but...
More than 20 minutes is a little bit harder, but sometimes you need that.
I just couldn't keep my eyeballs open.
Yes.
But it was... I didn't set out to nap. I didn't, you know, but I could not stay awake. And I was really glad I did it.
I encourage all the deep divers, try to find a minute to take a nap. It doesn't have to be long. If you ask for 20 minutes, the other thing I will say, and then we should get on with our lovely guest, Dr. Becky, you know, Good Inside, her podcast. She was talking about the need to ask for these little breaks as a parent so that you don't lose your mind. And she said, you can ask for a little break, but you have to understand your spouse or your partner might go like, oh, really? Or something, because that means, oh, maybe they were about to do the dishes or maybe they were about to sit down themselves. And she said, you have, and as women, we like to go, oh, forget it. You're right. I shouldn't do it. And you have to push through
You have to take a non-judgmental stance to their reaction and just push through and say, I'm going to go do this anyway. And it's so hard for women to do. So yes, ask for your nap, but know that a lot's going to come up for you. That doesn't mean you shouldn't take it.
I love it.
Boy, do we have a guest.
You know, a lot of people probably have seen our Instagram, seen my Instagram, and have wondered who put all these looks together and over the last few years. And that person, I'm proud to report, is here among us. Mm-hmm. Abby Arad. And I'm just have to report for the listeners, I'm dressed very similarly to you today.
Yes.
And I do think Abby does a wonderful job with taking, because, you know, I've talked about this before. Abby, you know this. I've been, you know, really struggling these days and specifically struggling to get dressed. And I want to be in comfortable clothes all the time. And I'm sure so many of us feel that post-pandemic. But you really do a lovely thing, which is to take a gray sweatshirt, we're both in one, and then put tons of jewelry around it and tons of sparkles, and I'm seeing rings and I'm seeing necklaces and I'm seeing layers.
Are you also seeing a strip lash?
Oh,
those are mine, baby. Those are
well,
mine.
I didn't notice. I just noticed that
that's
she looked
right.
good, and
Thank
that
you.
I guess is the whole thing.
Thank you.
Abby,
okay, I don't want to make it about
no.
me.
Welcome to the deep dive. I'm so happy you're here, and thank you for all you do.
Oh, what a glorious introduction. First of all, I love you two so much. And dressing you two is like the biggest joy of my life. We have so much fun.
We do
like
have
your
fun.
Deep divers should know how fun our fittings are. And we laugh and we like put the outfits together and then we take the pictures and we just have the best time every time. Yes, I love a gray sweatshirt with a lot of gold jewelry and things to distract from the gray sweatshirt, but also a gray sweatshirt is cool and you can dress it up.
A gray sweatshirt is cool.
What are you wearing on the bottom, Abby? What are you wearing on the bottom?
I have just black jeans on.
Cute.
And I have a Prada loafer on.
See, that's what I mean. It's like just something special.
Yeah.
You want to throw on something special with everything, but still comfortable.
Absolutely. Now, absolutely.
Abby, we want to get into so much, but I want to start with a recent picture that Jessica posted, which was of our looks on the Kelly Clarkson show, because that photo went far and wide and really
almost broke the internet.
Truly,
I loved it.
It caused a stir. It caused quite a stir.
Yeah.
Sure and did. I want to know, when you were putting those looks together, you knew you were going to dress both of us. Where was your head at? What?
Because we were in the brightest of. And now I started that chant because I said, Abby, because when I saw Danielle on the Drew Barrymore show, another picture that broke the internet and her in hot pink, I was like, I want that. I want hot. I want bright colors. Bring me bright colors. So she did.
Yes. Yes, I did.
And I don't see Jessica. And I know Deep Divers, it sounds like this is just going to be us questioning Abby about her choices for our particular clothes. And that's going to be a good portion of it. But I do want to ask you, like, Jessica rarely wears suits.
Never. I've
and
never
it was
worn
a real
suit.
Departure for her, because I see Jessica, there's a specific type of dress that she likes to do her press, to do her talk
That's
shows.
Pre-Abby.
This was a departure. So take me through that process and your artistic, you know, journey with Jessica's look.
Oh, amazing. Well, Jessica did say, she did text me after Danielle's picture came out and said, we want to do brights. And I was so excited because brights are really happening. Like, that is what is in the world right now. Big
and
pops
that's morning
of
show.
And that's morning show. And it's big pops of color are just really, really really in right now, which is I love. So, and I wanted Jessica to feel like a boss babe, even though I don't even like that terminology. It's like you understand the emotion behind that feeling. I wanted her to go on stage and sit next to you and feel amazing.
I felt so powerful.
And feel powerful. Absolutely. A suit does that. A suit does that.
God, it does. And it's also like it's a full look. You don't need to worry about the bottoms, the tops, the whatever. It's like, and there was almost minimal, I mean, just a little gold hoop and then you're done.
Yeah, absolutely. And for your deep divers, if they don't want to wear a full-on suit, even a blazer on top of whatever you have going on will pull it together like a sucks the whole outfit in and just makes it presentable. Yes, so yes. It really, the blazer really, it counts for a lot.
Now, where would you, for our deep divers, like, let's say, okay, we're going for a pair of jeans, a little tank top, maybe a bodysuit, and then a blazer, and it's as simple as that. Where, like, what's an affordable, like, I mean, I have my own thoughts on this, but I know I'm not the expert here, even though
maybe you know you I've are, gotten you plenty of blazer in no, these yeah. years, even
but
though...
where would you... Where would you send, like, the layperson for a blazer?
I would send the layperson to Zara for a blazer. I think they're really well cut. I think they're really well made. I think if you want a trendy color for the season, like a hot pink or whatever color you want to do, and you don't want to spend, you know, $600 on a blazer, the blazers there are $120, which is, like, they're cut nicely. You can really style them like however you'd want, dress them up, dress them down. I think that that's the best option for a deep dive.
No, a great blazer.
Wait, can we tell before you something. Go, before Hold you go on. Forward, Jessica? I have Jessica? Something to say, which is the trick.
The trick.
The trick is life changing.
Go ahead. I've done the trick. I helped Jessica when she did. Was. There.
Okay, I'd seen it on Instagram. So what's your Instagram handle?
Okay, my Instagram is at Abby Arad on Instagram. I also go as Your Stylist Says. Okay. But the Instagram handle is Abby Arad.
A-R-A-D.
A-R-A-D. A-B-B-Y-A-R-A-D. And the trick is to take a rubber band and to put it over your wrist and pull the sleeve down around the rubber band so that it bunches around your elbow and the sleeve stays up as if you were just casually rolling your sleeves up, but they happen to stay there all day.
It is such a fucking hack.
Drop
it is the best hack. It's going to change your life. And I want to say something about Abby because this has been my own evolution. And, you know, Jessica and I have talked a lot about, like, how much better we're feeling in our 40s because I think I spent a lot of time early on in my career being so honestly brutalized by people in our industry who, from publicists to stylists to makeup artists to hair people, who would like destroy my self-confidence and who I would like, they would just make me feel like shit. And I did make a really, I think probably around 35 or 34, make a really clear promise to myself, which was that I would no longer pay people
to make me
feel like shit.
Wow, that's incredibly
powerful. And that goes from dermatologists to hair stylists, everything. And I really, what I love about the way you work with women, I mean, I know you work with men too, but specifically women, is you just make us feel really, really good.
Yeah.
And that is a gift.
Wow. That's a really, really incredible. That's like the nicest thing I have ever heard from my clients and from a friend. Like, I really am so grateful for that. Thank you so much.
How did you, so, because I'm so fascinated by somebody who has your talent. Yeah. Like, how did, because I don't, it doesn't come naturally to me. That's why I'm like, I try to get every tip I can while I'm there. But like, so when did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
I've always worked in fashion. I love clothes. I have loved clothes from the very beginning. My first job was at a clothing store in Hollywood when I was 16. And then I went to New York and I studied fashion and business. Like, I love fashion. This is my life. And then I had lots of jobs working in fashion in different capacities and working for different clothing lines. And then I had a kids' clothing line. I've always been involved in fashion. And then actually, after I had my kids, I found that I was looking for my next step. And a lot of friends would ask me for advice, like, oh, I'm going to a big party, an important party, and I need to look a certain way. And I can't wear the dresses I wore before I had kids. So what should I wear now? And I loved doing that and helping my friends and helping them get ready for these events. And then I just decided, like, oh, I'm going to do this for my job. And then I started saying yes to everything and telling everybody, like, I'm a stylist now, this is what I'm doing. And it just grew from there.
Was it hard for you to sit in your like strength and say, like, I'm going to do this. I'm good enough to do this. I'm good enough to tell people what they should wear for these very big events. Events that, you know, people take a photo of us. It's on the internet forever.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what I mean?
So, forever.
Yeah. Did it feel nerve-wracking to kind of go on your own, you know, and just say, this is what I'm going to do? Or no?
You know, I always felt like I had good taste. My friends were coming to me for a reason. And I always, at the end of the day, dress people for their bodies. So I know that if they're wearing the right clothes for their bodies, they're going to look good and they're going to feel confident.
So that's, yeah, tell us how you approach an actor who, obviously, you know us personally, too, but how do you decide, this is the look I'm going to do for this? Like, does it come to you in a dream? I mean, like, what is it? Like, what are the criteria? Because I also feel like people who don't have a stylist, you know, what can they do to kind of envision a look?
Absolutely. Well, if it's somebody that I don't know well, we talk first about what they want to convey on the carpet. So if their role in something is very powerful or their role is very mean or they're playing somebody, a villain, but they want people to like them, that changes what they're going to wear at the premiere, what they're going to wear on the red carpet, because we want them to look approachable or they want to look tough. I mean, it's a dialogue between myself and the person who's going out there. Because your clothes are like your armor and your presentation, and people see your clothes first. So you have to sort of speak with those. And that's how we go. That's how we move forward with those.
So it's like your mood. It's basically like what we were just talking about RuPaul and like how he like what he says to.
I love RuPaul.
Yeah, like what he says to get into a mood on the carpet. But like what you would suggest someone does first is to say, how do I want to feel?
Yeah.
How do I want to feel at this event?
Because like Abby knows, I've told her before, like, you know, I've still got that like Long Island in me. And
oh, yeah. We got to get those legs out.
I don't like to be fully covered, you know, and I
never.
I mean, there's some areas of my body that I definitely like to cover, but I think that I'm a good client in a way because I'm like, I'm not afraid to be. To wear stuff that's more revealing. Would you say, Abby?
Absolutely. And I would say that is. Absolutely. Sometimes I remember one time we had a dress and you were like, I could wear this as a dress. And I was like, no, that's a shirt.
No, you said no.
That's
and
a
sometimes
shirt.
No,
say,
what time I was like, is she wearing pants? Like there is.
We've asked ourselves.
Sometimes I know when you haven't been involved. Do you know what I'm saying? When she's gone rogue and taken a couple pieces, you know, and put them together, I'll say, well, listen, I don't know if there's pants.
No, that's a look you're asking about. That was Abby.
I did okay, do that.
I know which hook you're asking about.
I know which one you're asking about too. And I'm
sorry, we just gotten through a pandemic. Like, I don't give a fuck about pants right now.
And we wanted her legs out. She has the most incredible legs.
So she does. They should be insured. Tina Turner doesn't come out in a muumuu or pants.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, and we got one life to live.
And June, that's really right. I love how you embrace that, because a lot of people who feel like, oh, I'm going to look better and feel better if I wear a muumuu, like you said about Tina Turner, I'll feel better if it's all covered up. No, mm-hmm. actually the opposite
I'll feel
is
better.
True.
Less is more for me.
Yeah. Less is more. And also, if you are showing your curves, then you actually look thinner on camera and out in the world than you do if you're wearing a pillowcase.
And I will say, because here's the interesting thing about seeing Abby work, because I've seen her also on like a photo shoot, and I've just seen her with like hair and makeup people and in collaboration. Now, she's the sweetest pie, as we all know. Sweetest. Mm-hmm. I've also seen you, though. Mm-hmm. I've seen that side, which I really appreciate, of like, but you also don't fuck around when it comes right down to it.
Well, and you're not going to let somebody also wear something that isn't a good look on them.
Well, and also I've just seen her kind of dealing with, I've seen you out in the world or dealing with the publicist or whatever it is, and you are one of the sweetest people I know. But you make your voice heard, and I appreciate that.
You're very vulnerable when you are getting dressed and you're going to be behind a camera. You are very vulnerable. Somebody has to be there protecting you. She speaks up for her vision too. I love that.
I think I remember the situation that you're talking about in that photo shoot, and
yeah,
we knew you didn't feel your best in this other look that they were pushing, and I definitely went to talk to
But that's an interesting thing, though, because I think that sometimes, and a lot of women who are naturally very kind, very sweet, can connect to people very easily. Like, it's hard to harness that.
Yeah, I think that I really appreciate you saying that, and thank you. I think that is true, and it's something that is really hard. But when I really care about you too, and I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. And on that set, I was on your team. You and I were a team. Mm-hmm. So, and you're my friend. So I want you to feel your best, and I speak up on your behalf.
And Abby, when you go to a store, right, and salespeople are involved, and again, it's interesting, like in London, nobody ever talks to you in a store. Like, it's as if you're not there. It's as if you're a ghost. But here, sometimes people can be very much in your face and people are pushing certain looks. And I would say, even if you feel like you don't know what looks good on you, you know what feels good on you. And so but that crisis of confidence that happens in the dressing room of this person must know better can have you walking out with a bunch of clothes that are too expensive, don't look good on you, and don't feel good on you. So what would you say that you do in a dressing room when you're having a panic attack? Because I've had those, quite frankly.
That's really stressful. You also have to remember that most people who work in stores like that make commission off of what they sell you. So people who work in stores get paid an hourly rate, and then they get commission on top of whatever quantity of clothing that you buy. So you have to remember that this is how they make their money. So at the end of the day, your best interest is not always like what's top of mind for them. That's a really hard one. I would say if you don't feel good in something, do not spend your money on it. Like, don't do it. Just stay strong. Don't do it.
Right. Do you take a picture of yourself ever? I've started to take a photo of myself because what you see is often not reality in a mirror.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when I'm dressing somebody, I always take a picture of them immediately. So we see, how is it going to photograph? Can I see your underwear? Like, it's like, yeah. I want to know. Down? Get Can right. We down? Make, we always make you guys sit down and make sure, pretend you're talking to me. Tell me a joke. Like, let's see how well you move in that. Taking pictures is a really good trick. Also, if you're like shopping online and you're like, oh, I like those shoes, if you take a screen capture, just take a screen pic before you go buy them or you run to Nordstrom. Like, just take a picture. And if you're still thinking about them tomorrow and you come across them on your phone and you're like, oh, I really like this. Sometimes just taking the picture can scratch the itch of the
wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a hot tip.
Wow. Yeah.
I will say I don't really shop for clothes. And in fact, I probably need to. That's not for me. That's not like, I don't know. I don't
You're not
really
filling up a cart of things.
No, I'm not. It's not my thing. I mean, I would be curious, Abby. First of all, I do want to share with you so that you can have a closer and more honest relationship with Jessica as your client.
I knew it.
Yeah, no, I will, because I believe in this relationship. Just so you know, though, when we were on set, Jessica was panicking about the color of her suit. And it's interesting to hear that previous conversation
people were looking
she had with you about like bright, bright, bright. Because she was like panicked that it was too much color.
Oh, well, Abby, I'm not comfortable.
I thought she might take it off, and I didn't know what was going to happen.
Now you're really doubling down. I was not going to take it off. But what was happening to me, Abby, is that I struggle with people looking at me.
Wow,
an interesting field.
Thinking, or
that's
people...
an interesting job you have, Jessica.
Isn't it? I struggle with the idea that I would be saying, and June being with you.
And I struggle with people not looking at me.
Well, being with you has helped me to kind of say, hey, I look good. I'm gonna post this picture. It's very hard for me to post selfies, to post pictures of me in looks. To go on shows, if I'm in black and nobody's looking at me and I'm not saying to the world, look how attractive I am. Like, I don't, that's very, very uncomfortable for me.
Well, it's
my humor
I had
is self-deprecating.
I had to pull her over for that photo that we got and say, let's take some pictures, because she didn't even have any pictures, Abby, of herself in that look.
Wow.
And I was
like, going to walk right out and not take a picture. Not
and
because
I
felt good. I felt great
in it.
Well,
that's wonderful.
But what did you just say to me? So I'm sitting there and I'm looking in the monitor, and God damn it, I'm in a melon. You're in a Kelly green. We are the colors of Ireland. Everyone else on the show was muted colors. Okay. We are like,
that's not my problem.
And I said, oh my God, June, are we too bright? And she goes, everybody's looking at us.
I can't take your eyes off of us.
Focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a good thing.
Now,
I would say, like, as in the let us live evolution, let's wear the bold color. Let's ask people to look at us. I thank you, Abby, for pushing. Now, you have to push your clients a little bit sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Out of their comfort zone. You did try to put a cape on me. And I said, get that motherfucking cape off me. I knew it. She's got a Zara. It's a blazer, but also a cape.
I've never seen that cape.
I know. I took it to June, too. I was like, does anyone want to wear the cape?
She really wanted us to wear some of that cape. I said, I won't wear that cape.
No, it's okay. As you should.
I'm actually fine with the cape, but it wasn't right.
It wasn't having a moment. I think its moment was over. It was brief, but it was fun for the couple days we had around in the office. So many people tried on that cape. Not one person went.
Oh, God, I love it.
Damn it.
I love it.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Abby, because you and I have talked a lot about, honestly, both of our like mental health through the pandemic. We've had some very honest conversations about it. And I've shared with Jessica, but one of the things I am really struggling with right now is getting dressed. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, like, when you are struggling, if you're always getting like it is,
do you struggle? Do you struggle?
Well, yeah, yeah,
yeah. She does. I mean, I know. I mean, I hope I'm not revealing anything.
No,
but
of course,
we all do, right? And also, like, I know that I'm just curious. Are you always going to put on your armor?
There are days when I do not, but I do feel better when I do. And I know, and that's a mental gymnastics kind of thing that you have to do. But I do feel better. And it actually brings me to the eyelashes that I'm wearing right now. I want to bring it full circle.
Okay.
Get a little closer to camera.
Can you see? Did I do a good
They're
job?
They're outrageous.
I don't think so. Fucking look amazing.
You look like
I
you just had professional
known.
Hair and makeup.
So I want your deep divers to know that I
we
am
gotta take a,
deep,
a picture of this.
Deep dive.
Take a picture.
I'm taking deep a screen diver grab. Get a little fan. Closer.
Okay.
God, they're so good.
All right.
Can some Cody, can you screen grab it? For some reason, I can't screen okay, grab right now. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, because
I'm obviously a fan of the podcast, and I listen to the podcast. And when you said these eyelashes are great, I was added to cart. While
$2.
I was driving.
They're like $2.50. It's
on
insane.
Western. Amazon, add these easy lashes. Add. Okay,
easy
I ordered two packs. I think they were $4 for two packs. I mean, it couldn't crazy. Have been cheaper.
Yeah.
They came. I think that you had the additional tip, which I didn't have any black glue.
The duo glue.
The
duo.
The black.
The duo glue.
The black duo glue is the key because I used a clear glue. And if you look closely, to me, it looks like I have a pair of eyelashes sitting on top of my regular eyelashes. And I think that the key.
It doesn't look that way from here, sweetie.
It does.
Well, thank you.
Honey, it doesn't. And also, here's another tip because my makeup artist, Alexis, who was the one who turned me on to them. When you get them off their little plastic thing, you want to go like this. You want to like kind of.
I've done that, yeah.
What is the. You want to bend
make like
them
a little.
A little U and kind of go back and forth and bend them a little.
That's
so
a
that
great
they,
tip.
Because that's going to help them, the tips. Because what I find is the tips and tails of them can come off a little.
Yes.
That's because you want to, but you want to bend them. They're very flexible. So bend them a little bit, then you put the glue on, okay? And you put that on with like a little, like one of those angled Q-tips.
Okay.
And then let that glue dry for almost like 15 seconds. And then, because you want it to get a little tacky, and then you put it on. Sorry, before you even bend it, you're going to, sorry, back up. You're going to flexible bend it, get it a little loose. Then you're going to place it without the glue onto your eye and
what?
See. Thank you.
If they
to
fit.
See which, to see where exactly you want to place them. Because sometimes you want to go a little further over. You want to go a little to the corner. See where you want to place them. Then put the glue on. So you're not, when the glue is on your eyelid, going back and forth.
Sliding it around. Got it.
Okay. Was it easy for you to apply them, Abby?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I did it in probably 5 minutes. I put the glue. I mean, but why I think they're important is when you are, I do think eyelashes, like your outfit, like a blazer, is part of your armor. I think when we look better, we feel better. And my eyes are like bright and shiny. And I'm going to wear them all day.
Look like
Belle. Wear them all day. Oh,
Abby,
thank you.
I really love, this is important. Okay.
Take me through this, Abby. I remember Tim Gunn and the staples of a wardrobe, the capsule wardrobe. If somebody is starting their journey, what would you say are the top, let's say, 5 items they could invest in to be a foundation?
Great question.
Yeah. A jean that's comfortable with stretch, but looks nice. So not jeans with rips, not like low slung jeans or like a trendy jean, like a comfortable jean that fits your body, whatever body type you have. Then I would say a nice t-shirt type of top, not a blouse or not like a nothing like a fluffy or extravagant, but just something simple and form fitting. I love bodysuits. Not everyone likes to like snap it all day, but
I love that too.
What brand? What brand? Sorry, I want to go back. Jean brand. What do you like? Give me two brands that you like.
I like Madewell jeans and I like Mother jeans. I think the stretch, the quality of the stretch is really good, and you can wash them and dry them and they stay in their shape.
Okay.
So those are my jeans.
T-shirt.
Okay. Low end Amazon. I have some Amazon links that I can send you, but
please.
Amazon bodysuits, Amazon tops, like doesn't have to be special. And then it can go anywhere from there. I mean, Redone makes great t-shirts. Those get more expensive. But you can really, you really do not have to spend on a t-shirt. I really believe
you
that.
You do love an Amazon link. I love it. Okay, so we've got our jeans, we've got our t-shirts, we've got our bodysuits. Then what are we buying?
Then you're going to put a blazer on top of it.
And then we're going to go to Zara and get a blazer. And what color are we? Are we doing like a black or are we like, what's a good?
I mean,
let's say two blazers, what colors are we going?
If you don't have a black blazer, you should get one. So a black blazer is very important and it can be any kind of style. A boyfriend blazer is very flattering because it has a boxier shoulder. And if you go on the Zara website and you type in boyfriend shape blazer, like that will pop up. It has a boxier shoulder and it really does present well. And then the sky's the limit from there. Like I also love Veronica Beard blazers. They're much more expensive. I mean, it can go, it goes from there, goes from Zara and goes up. So
you got your blazer. What else?
Yes. Okay. And then I think we would be, if I have to, I don't want to pick because I think shoes are important and I think a little jewelry is important.
So wait, give me both.
Okay. So I want a boot, like a booty or some kind of boot that has a heel where you feel like you have a lift to where it's comfortable, where you can walk. But a heel is good. Incredibly high heels. It's like a miracle. It's amazing. But a heel is important. A little heel is fine, but a boot is really good and you can wear it with anything. And it's just a good way to tie an outfit together.
Where are you getting your shoes? Do you like?
Oh, I have a weakness for shoes. So
yeah.
Again, you can start at Zara and go, sky's the limit.
Zara, so you like the Zara shoes?
I do. I have a pair of Zara boots I've had for years that I still wear sometimes.
Okay.
And then
is the boot a more of a trendy item? Like you're going to go with, because it seems like that's what changes so much is the boot shape of the front of the boot, you know? The point. Is it round? Is it pointy? Is it, you know, so do you want to refresh that boot every season or every year?
That would be great if you can, but if you can't, a pointy toed boot is very flattering on the leg. And like I've said, I really like to dress in a flat, like put people in a flattering way rather than what's on trend. So if something is really, really not on trend, you won't find it in the stores. People won't be selling it. But a pointy toe boot generally helps everyone's legs look longer and is a flattering cut.
Great. And are you getting a flat?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, like a ballet flat. But, you know, I also love a sneaker, like a fashion sneaker. But now we're adding more things, right? I was in the parameter of
five. I understand, but I do think you need a boot. I think you need a flat or a loafer, right?
Yes,
or something
absolutely like
that. And I think you need a fashion sneaker. And what brands are we looking or where? When you say fashion sneaker, what are we looking at?
Okay, so fashion sneakers go everything from Converse, a cute pair of Converse, to a pair of Vans, to a pair of Nike Air Force Ones, to Vejas, which is a cute brand they have at on Madewell, and they have them at Nordstrom, and even Goop sells those too. And those are in the 150 range. Converse start at like 60. So it goes basically from there. And sky's the limit with those too. I mean, Dior makes a great sneaker as well. So it's like, you can go up from
that. You can go anyway. Okay. And then now we're going to jewelry.
Okay. Love jewelry.
What are we getting for a capsule jewelry wardrobe? And you gave me some hoops from Amazon. That was phenomenal the other day.
I've been handing those hoops out all week. June got a pair.
I love those hoops. So tell me what we're getting for jewelry.
Some is real and some is not. So you have some your mom gives you, or you have some that you got as a present, or you bought yourself something nice. Like that's a treasure that you have, but you can add to that. And if you layer it all on top, no one really knows what's what, and it all just sort of shines and glitters together. So yeah, I gave you some great Amazon hoops, and those are...
So we're talking about hoops. We want a hoop.
You want a hoop. I love a chain necklace.
Okay, I need one of those.
And you can get those literally anywhere. I mean, anywhere.
Like even Zara will have, or like even those stores will have a jewelry section, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
H&M, I've seen their stuff. Anthro,
yep.
You know. And then Okay, so within this capsule, a fun put together outfit is the blazer, the t-shirt, the jean, and then depending on the event, you're going sneaker, you're going heel, you're going, you know, flat, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
And that could just be your go-to.
Absolutely. It's my go-to. Absolutely.
I love that. I love that. I love this.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you feel good and you look put together, but you're comfortable and you feel confident.
If you're getting a skirt, what style are you getting if it's a skirt?
Oh, well, this depends. I like a midi skirt, which is like tee length, which is between your knee and your ankle. But that's just what looks best on my body. June looks best in a mini skirt.
Oh, yeah, you've sure got does. Me, honestly, a number of leather minis.
Oh, she have a whole section.
Looks good in a leather mini.
We have a whole she looks section good. Of Level June's leather. Closet devoted
for leather
to
minis.
Leather mini that's skirts. Wild.
That you can put on with a tight in the winter. You can put on with no tight, you know.
You know what I've worn that leather mini with? I'm going to be totally honest with you. Like for dinners and stuff, I'll throw a like striped kind of Everlane button down blouse.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah,
that's really bum, bum, ba-na-na-na. I feel like a woman, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
Man's shirt, short skirt.
I love a like blouse with a leather mini. And I do feel like one thing Abby's really taught me about in terms of like proportions is, okay, if you're going to wear your leather mini, then on the top, we're going to do something a little bit more conservative and all that jazz, which especially for someone like me who can veer more into, you know, whore territory.
And me, I'm
it's
straight
good
a
to
no-no.
Have that voice.
And you're in
between
Lola.
The two of you. It's so funny.
We are between the two of us. We are a classy person.
It is wild.
Yeah. Now, Abby, before I don't want to run out of time, I want you to just talk about your stylist says because this is a business that is just. So good.
I've got two Your Stylist Says hats that are currently like they're both pieces. I don't know if you saw we moved them into the guest bathroom. There's like a little hallway before the bathroom with this beautiful wallpaper, and they're now displayed up there. Oh. So they both look stunning up there. They're little sun hats, but they're also the best hat you'll ever own.
The sun hats are outrageous. And when Danielle and I wear them on the beach. We look insane.
You
because
guys
why are
so
we
good.
Matching?
So much.
We
yeah,
are in.
No, I have the visor. The visor's next level. Anyway,
oh
Abby, go on.
Okay, Abby, tell us about Your Stylist Says.
I love that so much. So I started Your Stylist Says during COVID when you guys were locked inside and couldn't go anywhere and nobody needed any outfits. And it was a real moment of, it was a dark time.
And you were parenting alone because your poor husband had to be in Budapest.
In Budapest. Yeah, he was working. It was really rough.
It was a dark
time. I couldn't be with my people and making the outfits, which is what I love to do. So I had always had that hat and people would compliment my hat. And so I found the factory where the hat was made. And then I started bringing the hats in and selling them on my website. And then it turned into like a really amazing thing. And the hat really is very flattering on every head shape. It looks good on everybody.
Because I have a giant head.
It blocks the sun.
It blocks the sun.
It blocks the sun.
Yeah. It's really, really, it's come a long way. So I'm so happy about that. And now I get to do my styling and have this other branch of my business, which is hats. And now we do dresses and sweaters. And every season we sort of like introduce the best of the best. And then I also on my website recommend stuff that I don't make personally, but that I think you should have, like my favorite sneakers or my favorite t-shirts and stuff like that. So,
and it's just, and the pieces that you have that, and it's the cutest little label that says Your Stylist Says, they're exactly what we're just talking about with the capsule. Yeah. So I'm thinking about that dress, which actually right after we're done, I'm going to go purchase that dress because I just remembered I want it for the summer. But it's like, it's a piece that like you can throw on, dress it up, dress it down. You're never going to not look stylish in anything that you buy from Your Stylist Says.
Thank you.
Because she's your stylist and she's saying you should wear this.
Thank you.
That's
so,
very true.
So much.
It's so your Abby, inspiration, where can we Abby. Find, we've got your Instagram. Deep divers can head to yourstylistsays.com. Anything else? Any other way to find you? Oh, I see the visors right on top of the website.
I'm going to grab a visor too. And also everyone needs to understand that her Instagram is such a wealth of knowledge. And I'm the first person to comment. I'm just like, oh, what a tip. She's showing you. She goes to Zara and takes videos. Like it's like shopping from your computer. And also like, here's a tip. If you, you know, if your bra is showing, this is what you do, or this is a great way to, you know, use a pin for your blazer, like all of these tips. So you've got to follow her because it's just every day I learn something. I really do. I, as opposed to June, really embrace the lifelong learner hat and really open, you know, so I really appreciate those tips, Abby.
You know, I am.
Okay.
So if we are two different muscles, Jess is definitely completely open. But you said something on How This Get Made about sometimes the closed ones have the sweetest meat or something like that. And so I will say that I'm not quite as open, but I think that's because I believe I bring a lot to the table.
Yeah,
you know,
you do.
So
yeah, you do.
So I believe I bring a lot to the table.
Well, I got to tell you, Abby is prying me open like a closed clam. She really is. And
I'm excited to see what, I don't know what your next thing is, Jess, but I'm really going to be looking out.
Oh, I'm leaning into it.
I would
like
to tell Abby, one thing I would love for Jess is
your Olivia Newton-John dream again.
I'd love her in a white suit, but I would love a tuxedo blazer that was buttoned and completely, the front is completely open.
She just wants my tits out there.
Yeah, I swear to God. And I would like her taped and
just, I don't know. Okay. Yes, we will think about
it.
But again,
like a leather pant under that.
That'd be hot. That'd be hot.
I love this outfit. June just put together an amazing outfit
for
you.
That'd be hot.
That she made me show my areolas on national television on Grace and Frankie, like screenshot it at your will. Like, I don't want those. Listen, and as RuPaul said, did you buy them? Yes, then that you have the receipt, they're yours. Okay.
Absolutely.
And my own thing came that we were born naked and the rest is drag, my friend.
That's absolutely right. That's and so one of the true. Things I will say that I don't think you've experienced yet, Jess, is Abby taping you into an outfit.
Okay.
And I know it's not really, I don't think that part's on your Instagram because it would require like,
not areolas some, being shown.
Areolas, and it would be taken down immediately. But she can tape you in a way that you will.
You feel secure.
It's Kim Kardashian level taping. And in fact, we use Skims. Kim's line, but you will feel it's more comfortable than wearing a bra.
It is. It's so Jess. That's your next step.
Okay.
I was taped into that green suit. I didn't have a bra on. I was just taped.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't think about it for a second.
Wow. I love that. Keep so love that.
I want you to just like.
Okay.
The
I
next
love that.
Time.
Avenue 5 premiere. Let's do that.
Let's
Avenue
do it.
Avenue 5 premiere.
Ooh.
Love
I'm
it.
Very excited about that.
Abby,
thank you so much. Thank you
what a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you so much. Thank you both. I love you both. Thank you so much for having me here and for all your sweet words. And it's just the best. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Your secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica, going deep. How deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go diving deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free one-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support this show is to rate and review.
And a huge thank you to Ann Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnnGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more.
We'll see you next time.